escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Woody, sounds good, man. I am looking forward to getting up early, getting that big fat Dunkin' Donut coffee down there. Matter of fact, I'll wait till I get down there to Coral Gables. They got an early bird
location over there.
Got an early bird location. Okay. So you're ready to go.
It's got to be Dunkin'. You don't do anything else.
You're right.
Yeah. You're not a Starbucks guy.
I'm not. But we have
do
both.
They just have so I don't drink coffee, so you'd have to educate me.
So it's interesting. I know better than to do this, but like, I don't like making Dunkin' Donut at home, but I stop at every Dunkin' Donut so I can tell you where everyone in Dayton Broward is.
Now the home one does not turn out because we have it here too.
It doesn't work. I drink it, but it doesn't. It's not. It's just not as good.
They put something different in it.
Look at man, huh?
Donut glaze. They sprinkle that in there. Like, would they make it?
I just
better?
Like. I don't know. I think their cream and everything. The way
it does smell good in those stores, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Always smells good.
But yeah, I'm not. I'm just not a Starbucks.
And you're not a donut guy either. You don't go for a donut, which is good.
No. And they're fresh in the morning. When I go in there, they go, "Mr. Rose, would you like a donut today?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good tipper. We'll give you a free donut." I go, "Nah."
Wow, you've reached that status.
Yeah, well, you get that. Wow. Where they go, "Hey, we want it." No. I mean, anybody gets up early. I have great appreciation for the man and woman that one or the other every day, and they're there right at 4 o'clock. So when that store opens at 4, bam, I'm right there, and that coffee's ready to go. That big boy coffee is ready to go. And they go, "Would you like a donut? We just made them."
And you turn it down.
The donut man just finished them. Because the donut guy's first guy there. The donut maker just made the donuts.
You don't go for like a blueberry cake?
No.
Start your morning off?
So not a shot at Dunkin' Donut, because you got to get their donuts fast. If you do eat the donuts there.
Well, I've learned you can microwave them.
No, you can, and they're great. You can do that. You can hit them at home. The microwave will help with a lot of things with that.
Well, it's not like a crispy, like Krispy Kreme stays fresh.
Krispy Kreme stays, like, how do they do that? How does Krispy Kreme donuts?
I think they add a lot of preservatives.
How, they're like, "Oh, I forgot I had them," and like a week and a half later, you go, "Oh, it's still fresh."
But you also haven't tried any of the exotic donut stores, have you?
That turns into too much of dessert. Not that a donut isn't dessert. I understand that, but not.
You're looking at donut as a breakfast item. I don't like sweets for breakfast.
But
those donuts are so good.
What is
good,
that place?
Man.
My daughter brings them home sometimes, that loaded donut from.
Well, there's the one that's called the Hollywood Donut Factory.
No, it's another one. It's a
salty
another
donut. Name.
Salty donut.
That place is good too.
Oh. I could just eat
you know
them.
They have them at the Dolphins games.
I don't get a chance to see that part.
Well, you got to go like in the club level, they have the Hollywood donuts. They're delicious.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, man, I'm going through this with my father. So my dad goes, I went to a doctor. He's 91 years old. He's by himself. I've been, when I'm gone, I'm usually out there with him. He's by himself now. And we have this discussion, and he goes, well, oh, man, I like those chocolate chip cookies. I go, eat them. He loves ice cream and chocolate chip cookie. I go, Dad, eat them. Like, if you want, I know that. He goes, well, they say it's bad for it. I go, no, you don't have to worry. You got 91 in, man. You're in great shape. Keep going. Everything's bad for you now, Woody. Sugar, oh, sugar's terrible for you. I like stuff. I like sweets.
Well, I think it's this country, right? We use a lot of the preservatives and stuff. I went to one of those
Food Network things. Woody, something's going to get you alcohol.
Well, no.
The alcohol, the sugar.
I'm telling you, I went to one of those Food Network things, and we were talking to Robert Irvine.
Yeah.
Not the name drop here, but he told us that, like, in America, it's very, very hard to eat healthy because we use a lot of crap in our foods.
Okay.
Like, even the meat. Like, if you go buy meat, like, they use a lot of sodium and stuff.
Okay.
I mean, we'll survive, probably. But,
I just got other things. I got other things to worry about in my life instead, but.
Yeah.
Don't you ever just, like, at night? And I've been pretty good to keep my weight off, but
I struggle with
sometimes
eating,
you just like, damn, I want to have that.
Yeah.
And it's just sitting there. Or I see that Oreo vanilla ice cream. I just got to have a little bit.
You know, we just moved right across the street, like walking distance is a Cold Stone.
You got to have it.
That stuff is so good. The birthday cake ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's all.
Very good product.
Oh, that's a good.
It's a good product.
That's a nice call by you right there.
You're a big ice cream guy?
Yep.
Yeah. But the night eating is definitely an issue.
That's a killer.
Yeah.
That's a killer. There are certain things, but. And then they tell me not drink so much coffee.
Yeah.
Which.
You do drink an unusual amount of coffee.
Yes. It's all right. Everybody's got something.
That's true. Apparently.
Oh, Woody. We got Shedeur Sanders. I am so happy for him. I don't know what he's going to be throwing to, but can you imagine he figures out everybody's hurt and they call him and go, hey, you're starting. And meanwhile, you know, every time he has a press conference, he says, well, my dad wanted to come, but I told him not to because I'm only getting a few reps. So he hasn't been playing that much at practice. He's getting a little bit of work, but not much fitting in. Now a couple guys go down, and he's getting a chance to.
Well, has ever got that game is obviously very excited because it's the talk of the NFL now.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But Woody, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter who you are. If you don't have anything to throw to, how good is he going to look?
Ah, man, the Browns suck. But, like, here's the thing. How does he even make that team? Right? Like, he was fourth.
I'll tell you what.
And I know that the two guys are injured. They're
good.
Not going to cut the guy that was drafted three rounds ahead of him.
Well,
they're probably not going to cut Pickett. And they already said that Flacco's the starter. And he's not hurt. He's just not playing in the preseason.
I don't know.
So how does he even make that team?
That's a great question. The weird one, honestly, if you want to talk about the bigger picture of that quarterback room, Deshaun Watson sits in that room every day. It's weird.
I forgot about that guy, yeah.
What's Tyler Huntley thinking? Our guy from last year. He's sitting in there. They got six guys. I never heard of six guys. Never heard of so many quarterbacks getting hurt in first 2 weeks of camp.
You might have a situation where none of them are good either.
Woody, I'm just going to keep saying this because I saw those guys last year. Do they have enough for you to be successful? Is there enough around you to be successful? If there is, then you're right. You should.
Well, they had that one guy on defense last year that played his ass off in that game.
He played
got his big contract, but
he was the best player in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
That was one of the funniest things. He comes out and sends out his letter that he's leaving town because I want to win, and they threw some money at him, and he came right back, man.
And the way that team looks, you thought they would have traded him, just got a whole bunch of draft picks. Because he's 29 years old.
I just don't know why you'd want to be like, I get the money and all, but man.
Let me ask you.
You want to win at some point, like just to spend your career.
If you had one pass rusher, you could have right now. This is not the quarterback topic. This just the best pass. We got two of them sitting out right now.
Yeah, the guy in Dallas is really good.
It'd be interesting for me personally. Nothing
what do you like.
I saw that guy in Cleveland play his ass off at the end of the year.
Really
he seems like he lines up every week. Mm-hmm. But as far as talent goes, the guy in Dallas is seems like a different level. Although, if you ever seen Miles work out, if you seen the workouts he does, he's freakish. I probably take the guy in Cleveland at 29. I probably would. That guy plays hard. He doesn't care. He didn't have to play hard at the end of the year against us. He's out there. He had two sacks and damn near had five. He just dominated. And there's still two guys out there that are really good. Trey Hendrickson from FAU, he's really good. I had no idea he's going to be this good. He's got 17 and a half sacks back-to-back years. 17 and a half sacks. Nobody's done that.
Another one of the highest paid guys is the guy in Vegas.
Yeah, he's
Max.
Max gets after it.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a lunatic.
But I will tell you, there's another guy who plays hard, went on bad teams. He was still playing hard. He did kind of question what they were doing there for a split second.
Yeah.
But he plays hard. He does get after it. All right, speaking of getting after it, we got to go to break and get after some paying some bills here while we're rolling along. We do have all kinds of stuff going on here. If you missed it, when we come back, Ja'Marr Chase, I'm just curious. I'm not going to say anything, but Ja'Marr Chase did the Kay Adams podcast. I'm dying to think. I want you to play it when we come back here because I'm curious. Had to do with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, two of the best in the business. His comments, just very interesting. Again, probably true, but I don't know if he needs to be the guy to say it. I don't know. Maybe.
Hard Knocks did Josh Allen enough of a service job.
Yeah, don't worry
night.
About Josh. Yeah, Hard Knocks. Man. You tell me Hard Knocks got after a pretty good
form. They love them some Josh Allen last night.
All right, well, listen, we got another guy to talk about, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. This man works 7 days a week, truly has no life. He is always working. 30-plus years in the business of getting you a mortgage, getting you the best rates, self-employed, been declined by the banks. He can get it done for you. First-time home buyer rates, first-time home buyer, looking still to get that first home. You always seem to get beat out. Well, you got to get qualified so that next time you go in there, you can go and you go, here, it's done. We've got the money in place. We'd like to buy your home. And all of a sudden, you got it. You got it done. I always tell everybody this, go to Google Reviews on the web. That's Choice Mortgage Reviews to find out what people are saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. By the way, a great program for seniors, programs that convert your home equity into money quickly for you. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does that. Listen, he's got some great plans out there for you. No matter what you're going through, 7 days a week, this guy, you can get a hold of him. Saturday and Sunday, Friday night. His cell phone number is 561-441-2730. Call or text him. If you do text him, we get right back to you. That's 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Joe, before we get back to our NFL talk here, I want to let people know our training camp reports on WQAM. They are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable, accredited programs, day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com to launch your future today.
Cannot say it enough, Woody. Can I say it again?
You can do it every day.
I got somebody, a good friend of mine, an attorney. This kid did not want to go to college. And he was always mad because the kid wasn't going to class, was flunking out. I go, good. Let him flunk out and come home and go to a specialty school like this one that sponsors the show. Come in, find something you like, learn it, they'll teach you, and you got a job. That's all. Instead of wasting your damn money up there at Florida State partying every friggin' day. All right. Hey,
yeah,
what do you
know? Florida State in there. Anyway, Joe, just one more time here. Let people know. Call 305-558-8000 or you can go to careerinayear.com.
There you go. Thanks, Woody. A little follow-up after that little.
Maybe we can get you some training.
No, okay. I want that kid. I told him you got to get that degree. He don't want to get it.
There's a lot of bogus classes in college.
It's not to rip all the schools,
but I could go down a list of some courses that were very questionable.
Oh, we had them at Berkeley too.
Did you have to do a language to graduate?
Yes.
Yeah, I was in sign language with the entire football team.
Wish I would have known. Yeah. I would have taken that stuff more seriously in high school. They're doing full blown Spanish, but day one. Hey, so anyway, something else happened. Yesterday. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think any of the drama stuff's big. I know it makes for great TV stuff, and when Tyreek says something and it gives somebody else a reason to go, we got to get rid of him. He's got to go. He just said that. Devon Achane. I'm like, no, he's really good. He knows what he's doing, and he needs a little attention, and you guys are giving it to him, so he's happy, and it's okay. But this thing with Ja'Marr Chase came out, and Kay Adams' podcast, and he was asked about Joe Burrow and Josh Allen. Here he is.
Honestly, I feel like he has it all, the timing, the accuracy, the placement, the speed, the awareness.
He has it all.
The field recognition. I mean, what else? He audibles in the backfield.
Well, I get this idea.
When you turn on Joe's tape,
can't.
It's different from Josh Allen's tape, completely different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. People game plan against Josh Allen, not against Joe Burrow. They play against his game weapons. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
I mean, he's right.
What does he mean by that? That
so what he's
Joe
saying?
Joe Burrow's a more traditional quarterback.
Yes, Joe likes to drop back. He'll run a little bit, but he's got two really good weapons to throw to. And he's got the best receiver, him, in football to throw to.
Yes.
And Josh doesn't have a lot, so Josh got to do a little bit of everything. He's
Josh Allen's
takes
ten,
off
ten
and
times
runs.
The player Joe Burrow is,
no,
though,
not.
Right?
He's not 10 times.
I don't even think they're in the same conversation.
Okay, that's your opinion.
You think Josh Allen is the best going right now or still Mahomes?
Never will I, till somebody knocks him out,
okay.
The
well,
Mahomes
Jalen
thing.
Jalen Hurts did, but.
Still going to the party.
Okay. But Josh Allen can do just about everything, though.
He's doing a lot, and they haven't exactly loaded up his wide receiver
no,
room.
They have not.
And so, but again, so now people are going to hold that against Joe Burrow that he happens to have a really good 1A and 1B. Maybe the best 1A, 1B, right up there.
They did that with Tua for a few years there.
They did. They did a 1A, 1B there. And now they're calling it, well, we don't know.
Yeah.
A little bounce back from our guys. But so what do you think of comments? Because you know people can go, there he goes. Jamar, he didn't mean to, but you kind of threw Joe under the bus. Because you know Joe's a top five quarterback. He is. Like, I don't care what anybody says. And I know this allows people that don't like me or to look and disagree, but Joe Burrow's the top five quarterback. He is.
I don't know that anyone would disagree with you on that.
They're going to go, well, look who he's throwing to, and Joe this and Joe that. He's really good.
He's very good. I don't think anyone's going to disagree with you on that. But he's not in that top tier. Like, there's two guys in the top tier.
There's two.
Right?
No.
You're going to put Lamar,
Lamar
in that?
Jackson
okay.
is in every – whatever top Lamar's in there. We got to stop with the Lamar. He threw 41 touchdowns last year, and he ran for friggin' – he's one of the top rushing top rushers in the game. Forget quarterback. And you realize if he wanted to, how much more he could run? If he just said, I'm going to be banged
too.
Up. Yeah, but Josh takes dudes
on.
Ran, like, I know, but Josh, like, he gets violent running, which
– I know, but he saves it for when it's needed.
He does.
By the way, Mahomes does too.
Mahomes
runs in the playoffs.
He does.
That's one of the best bets in sports.
He picks that up.
That guy to start getting rushing yards.
That's how he did the 49ers on that last drive.
Yeah.
Nick Bosa remembers.
But those plays late in the game, Josh Allen runs.
Kept the ball, got outside the pocket. All I know is those guys are all really friggin' good. And Josh won the MVP, and his numbers weren't as good as some of the other guys. Listen, Lamar can't have any better numbers than he had last year. He won MVPs with numbers less than that.
Texas said supposedly people were saying Patrick Mahomes' stats weren't all that great last year. People were saying it was the defense that got them through. By the way, the defense did bail them out a bunch.
No, Kansas City got a really good defense. So this year
– I don't know that it's so far as – like you look at Mahomes and Allen, I don't know that the gap is that far, man.
The gap between who?
Between the two players, Mahomes and Allen. And I know Mahomes won a bunch. But they've also – that defense has been really big for them.
They have. They give him – you talk about – they got rid of Tyreek, and they just kind of were throwing guys in there and picking guys up. And now that guy got cut. We'll bring him in. And
I can't wait for Tyreek when he's done playing and you get him on one of these podcasts and you ask him, do you wish you would have stayed?
When he's done – when he's done, yes. And he doesn't have to worry about, you know.
Well, you can't do it now.
Hey, one thing about Tyreek that I think everybody misses. I'm just going to say this. And Tyreek is always a topic to get after. They had a show going this morning. I was yesterday watching one of the shows, and they're saying that they're going to trade him before because of his comments. And I'm like, look, he is going to be, no matter what he says, he's going to say more stuff. You get him in an interview, those writers are like, what is Tyreek going to say today? But
they are not trading him.
They're not trading him, and he's going to have a big year because that is a motivated dude. After this year, money gets readjusted.
I did say, I think it was the New York Post that put out an article that said Tyreek and McDaniel, the relationship's not good. And maybe it isn't, man. But it doesn't matter at this point. Like, you've
who does Mike have a bad relationship with?
Jalen Ramsey, probably.
He didn't even say anything bad about him. He just didn't want
That's
him here.
True.
He's taking a high road.
Look, man, you've stood with Tyreek for this long. You're not going to dump him now.
You know why you're not going to dump him?
Because you need the win.
He's really good.
Yep.
He's still – is there a chance?
He's the best player on the team.
He's still the best player on the team.
Him or the other guy you just paid?
And by the way, it's been – for Tyreek, it's been a very, like, very quiet camp. He gets some catches, but not like he did the first 2 years where he's running all over the place like everybody plays against is in elementary school, all the corners. I mean, he's run by everybody. Everybody, everywhere. And I just think once his season starts, he is going to pick it right back up. They're going to get him the ball, and he'll break one, and I just think it's going to open a can of you know what.
I have this vision of them hanging like 100 on the Colts.
I don't
know. It looks like that Denver game. I don't know. That team
I don't know about
such
that.
A mess.
But I
what
will tell you.
Doing with their quarterbacks?
That's the same field that everybody runs their 40-yard dash that comes through
know,
the league.
I know.
The old combine field. Yeah. Well, we got a little time before we get
Texas
to.
Texas said Belichick would trade Tyreek. Yeah, of course he would.
Yeah.
Because he'd have Brady to fall back on.
But I give you another thought on that. Does he do all that stuff after Belichick tells him, you're not going to do that crap on my team? The guy was strict.
Yeah. Someone asked if we would trade Hill for McLaurin. No.
No.
Not trade.
By the way,
McLaurin's
been really, really good player. Don't get
yes,
me wrong.
He is good.
He had just a little over 1,000 yards, but he had a ton of touchdowns, and he made some great catches in those playoffs. He's really good. They got to sign him, by the way. The Redskins,
think.
I'm guessing all these guys are going to – they're not sitting out.
Mm-hmm. The
Commanders. I hear everybody's telling me this guy's going to – did I say Redskins?
You did, twice now.
Okay. So these guys are – all four of them are going to get signed. Trey Hendrickson's not sitting out all year.
Did you hear Jerry Jones talking again?
Yeah, he can't
God,
help himself.
God, what is wrong with him?
He just – he can't help himself. He takes jabs and – That's
He's
why
just I, so like
this
nonchalant
the way I've,
about it.
So everybody's getting on him like, hey, you got to talk to the agent. You got to stop trying to negotiate directly with the player. He goes, I've been doing handshakes since I bought the team. That's what I do.
I don't think Parsons thinks it's all that funny.
No,
but
I don't.
He's been good about it. He shows up.
I don't think he's laughing. I'm with you.
He demanded his trade, but he still showed up and put the jersey on and everything.
You're not letting him get away, though.
How could you?
You're not.
I don't even know what the trade package would be for someone like that.
A lot.
Like, how many firsts would you have to give up?
Well, you can't. Two, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Not give up more. If it ain't QB, you ain't giving up more than that unless the guy's really, no way. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got more stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, I thought it was interesting. Like, wow, Jamar. Okay. You didn't have to go that far when you're talking about game plans and stuff.
We have some news that came in here. Mike McDaniel speaking this morning says Dolphins second-year offensive lineman Andrew Meyer will be out weeks.
Oh, God.
According to Mike McDaniel there.
That's not good.
Week to week, Joe.
He's having a really good camp. Aaron Brewer was out, and Andrew Meyer was starting, a rookie free agent from a year ago. He was doing a nice job. They're really happy with it. Well, just
so Mike is speaking basically now. I said Darren Waller also about a week away from practicing.
I'm guessing after these 2 weeks, they're going to get him back, right? They're going to probably have him miss this week and the Lions next week, and then slowly work him back for Jacksonville into the week off and then back to the team.
I'm not getting excited about that until he takes the field.
No,
until he takes the field, he's Odell.
I'll tell you one thing, makes it a lot easier for a veteran guy when a guy goes, just get in shape, don't worry about it, and he's missing practice. All right, hey, I want to talk about something else here before we go to break, man. If you're feeling stuck on the sidelines anxiety, depression, maybe leaning a little too hard on the booze. Boy, I tell you what, I know a lot of guys been through that. Highs and lows of life, and boy, it can hit you in an early age, and it can hit you at a later age too. Every guy hits a rough patch, even the pros. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale helps you reset with real treatment for mental health and substance abuse. I talked to Dr. Barry last night for a long, long time. A guy that's been through it, and a guy that leads the charge here with the program to help and help men with depression, anxiety, addiction. Expert doctors who have helped 19,000 people in 13 years. They really do. They have custom care. Yeah, music that gets through when the nothing else does. No judgment. It's about great results. By the way, don't ever feel bad. A lot of men, a lot of people go through it. If you're human, it happens. Most insurance accepted. Time to call an Audible. Call 954-737-4508 or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Friday night, yes. Used to be part of the diet.
Cold beer at the Sphere here. We had Zach Brown at the Sphere in Vegas.
Yeah.
Coming up in December. If you'd like to go, it is easy to enter. Log on to the Odyssey app and listen to WQAM for 1 hour. For more chances, you can listen every day, and you'll have a chance to win. Winner receives round-trip airfare to Vegas, 2 tickets to see Zach Brown, a 2-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas, which is directly connected to the Sphere. Don't miss out. Log on to the Odyssey app now. This is a national contest. For more info, go to odyssey.com/Zach. Special thanks to Messina Touring Group.
All right. So, hopefully. It's a long shot. Hopefully, you're the winner.
It's a good trip.
It's a good trip.
Sphere's awesome.
Can't mess that trip up,
no,
can you?
No.
That's a good
no.
one. That's
Vegas is the greatest.
I
what's better than Vegas?
I like Vegas.
Everyone likes Vegas.
Never done Vegas with my wife. I've done it without her.
You don't like Vegas, there's something wrong with you.
Well, it's got everything, right?
Yeah.
It is by far, I shouldn't say this, but I think it's the most popular trip in the NFL, right? When you go, all right, you get to go and all these teams take their sponsors and or they'll take people or fans will go, hey, what game you want to go to? I just looked at our team schedule and they go, oh, we got Vegas. All right, we're going. Let's go to Vegas. And usually it is a boys trip, but sometimes a wife goes, oh, hell no. We're going for the weekend so we can go to some shows as well. Friday, Saturday shows for that before we hit that Sunday game and hit the casinos and the whole – there's a lot going on.
How do you think
there.
That baseball thing's going to work there?
I don't know.
I know they're building that big park right in the middle of the strip.
I don't know. The poor Oakland A's have just – the Raiders hit a jackpot, right? Raiders hit the jackpot.
Yeah.
Remember, they were kind of bouncing
not a draw,
around.
Though. Like no one's going to fly up there to go to a baseball game, right?
No.
Like, I don't see, like, football is different. Football is like, all right, my team's playing. I'm going to book the trip around that. Like, it's a great way to end your trip on the Sunday. Like, but baseball?
I mean. I thought for a while that the mayor of Las Vegas was trying to get out of that deal. Like, they weren't overly excited about, like, yeah. You know what? We're okay. We got a hockey team. We got a football team. I'm guessing basketball would like to be there, yes? NBA wants
that
to go
would
there?
That would be good. Right? I would think.
Well, it's hard for me to imagine when I saw the Raiders left Oakland and were going to Las Vegas. And it's a nice stadium. It is. That was a home run. Can you imagine being on that sales for Suite Holders, you got to go out, how easy that would be. You just go up and down to all the casinos and they buy one or two suites for their clients, for all their big gamblers. Can you imagine that? Not to mention the individuals that have the money. Their clubs are unbelievable. Some of the talent that works. And they must, like, work at the casinos when they're not working at the games on Sunday. I mean, that's
you
crazy.
You got this thing mapped out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Hey, look, I went for the whole experience now. Been a few times. But, yeah, I would tell everybody if you're going, first of all, you want to see it. It's not like going to Green Bay. I tell everybody if you get a chance, you're a hardcore football fan, you should go to see the Green Bay experience, the Vince Lombardi experience. It's fantastic. It's got great history. It really is cool. But we're just talking before I got here this morning, when I came in this morning, we're all talking about places we still need to go as sports fans. I got to get to the U.S. Open, which comes up in a couple weeks for tennis.
I can't believe you haven't been to that.
Well, it's because of football. It's usually opening the opener. And actually, I've been at Shea Stadium for some of those openers in the old days as a player, and you could see the lights, and stadium was going on right next to it.
And you weren't allowed to do, like, the Jimmy Butler thing and sneak away for some tennis?
No, I would have gotten food poisoning like he did.
Ah, yes.
No. But there are some places that I still like to go. I'd like to see San Francisco one more time. I'd like to go see that giant stadium, and I'd like to go to where Golden State plays, just real close to it in that same area. By the way, I know none of you care about this, but I got to bring it up. Been going to California a lot here recently for family. And it really messed up San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people, oh, it's not that bad. No, it's bad. It's bad. The war's not what it used to be. Ghirardelli's done. It's just, it's bad. I'm not saying the whole thing's bad, but a lot of it is just not what it used to be.
They have a bunch of, like, tech companies and stuff there still, or no?
A guy told me the other night, I was flying home, a guy told me that there is still a lot of tech companies, yeah. Although some of them, I hear, are going to Salt Lake City.
Really?
Yeah, Utah's
the
new. Which
I hear is very nice, by the way. Salt
Lake City apparently is giving tax discounts to companies now and getting more people to come there.
No, I hear that's very nice over there. I was talking to John Crotty at the ACC thing. He's like, oh, yeah, Salt Lake is beautiful.
Yeah.
Park City, you said he was going out to?
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Like one of those places?
On the text machine, yeah. So I'd still like California a lot. I'm not a California hater. Still like it a lot. But there's just different. Got some few things that governor needs to take care of, or the next governor do a better job, hopefully, whoever it is. All right, I got done.
Do you think either you or Bo would be interested in running for office?
Bo's got no interest in going back there. He still likes it, and he goes a little bit.
Is it because he's embarrassed of the name?
Bo doesn't want to go back.
Is it because of the
Milpitas? No, Bo's no longer Milpitas. He's Lake Tahoe.
Ooh.
Bo's
I got to tell you, you sent me a video of Lake
Sierra
Tahoe.
Sierra Nevada,
really
Bo.
Really pretty up
yeah,
there, man.
That was nice.
Boy, does it look nice up there.
That's a great place. Great
you don't
place.
Ski, though, right?
I'm not a skier, but everybody skis. You got 7, 8, 9 resorts up there that are really nice.
Texter said Montana. Go up there. What's in Montana? What's the place there? Didn't you go there recently?
I did. Yellowstone is part. Yellowstone's like four different states are part of Yellowstone. It's crazy. Mm.
You go looking for bears?
Yeah, you look for all that stuff. That stuff's important. If you like that stuff, Woody, I like it.
Okay.
I watch those shows. I'm the guy that sits home and
I know you do.
Watches all those.
Well, you got to go to Alaska. Isn't that where all your shows are based out of?
I don't want
to. You never made it to Alaska, right?
No, I don't want to go to Alaska. My dad went to Alaska a lot, and he used to hear his stories.
Big Sky, Montana.
Yeah.
Is that where you went?
No, that's not where I went. I don't know where I flew into. I don't
remember. Somebody wants me to ask Uncle Harold, who's running the state of California. The governor, right?
The governor.
Yeah.
Governor gets ripped for...
I see that. I see that a lot.
Gets ripped.
I try to stay out of that news
I do.
Cycle, but
no,
it reaches
I do
my
too.
Twitter feed on occasion.
He looks the part.
We got the news guy coming on tomorrow.
I'm not going to ask him about that.
Ask him why California's failing.
Can you imagine?
I mean,
I want
sure
to ask you.
No, I'm sure he'd have an
the new national
answer.
News guy for NBC. Can you tell me what the F happened to California? Can it be fixed?
I bet he would have a great answer for you.
I'll bet he's like, can we stick to the football, please?
I don't think he would say that.
I think he will say that.
Why don't you bring out your best inner, news journalist?
No, I don't have anything in me. I'm a big dummy. Don't worry about that, Woody. You come up with a good idea. I want to hear your ass say something. Instead of
I think
trying
it's
to
a
get
great
me.
Question. Ask
you got Tannenbaum mad at both of us, and you're the jack-off that sits here and says all the stuff. We got to go to a quick break.
Out there, do you?
We've got 9 o'clock hour coming up. Stop it. I'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.